You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Like so many of us, Michigan radio listener Stephen Drews and his family love spending time at Lake Michigan through the summer. But in the past couple of years, Stephen has noticed some changes.
The beach that we prefer to go to is actually in Alberta, Michigan, and you would have about 20 feet from the edge of the grass until the water begins. And we got to our beach and we're all excited, and there was no beach. It was like a cliff. You know, there was grass and then a cliff, and then the water was right there. And we loved to walk the beach, but there was really no beach to walk.
So Stephen got curious just why his favorite beach is underwater. So he sent us this question.
We know that the water levels are high. What we don't know, is this normal? Is this above normal? Is this temporary? Or is this signs of things to come for a while?
To help us answer Stephen's question, we turn now to Philip Chu. He's a research scientist at the NOAA Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. And one of the things he studies, water levels in the Great Lakes. Philip, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Yeah, it's my pleasure too.
So let us start with Stephen's first question. Are the high lake levels that we've seen in the past few years, is this normal for the Great Lakes?
People always ask, you know, whether it's normal or is this above average or below average. Then we all have to come back to, what do you mean by average? Is that monthly average, weekly average, annual average, or decadal average? If you look back at the water level from past 100 years, everything is normal, right? It's just within the range of fluctuation. If you look at 10, 20 years, three decades, we have a 10-year record low or below average. And then right now, for one way or the other, different reasons, right now we are above the long-term Great Lakes water level average. So in the past few years, yes, compared to last decade or in the 90s or early 2000, yes, it's higher than those years. But are they going to continue? It depends on many factors. You know, just like the water you gave me,
yes,
right here,
in this
a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
Those at least 8 different factors or reasons could change the water level within the cup. It all depends. The standard answer, it all depends. But if you think the Great Lakes water level as a water level in your bathtub or within this coffee mug or glass of water, and what makes the water level change? Of course, the biggest reason, it's you pour water, more water into the cup or the bathtub. That's your precipitation. That's your rainfall, right? And the next big or major thing is the river discharge, get into the lake or the runoffs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that would put more water in the tub.
Yes. And those some groundwater contributions. But in addition to water going in, but there's also water coming out. So we call it water balance. Evaporation, you know, become vaporized and then become cloud. And those should be deduct or minus to the total water elevation. But then you have other things that will change water level.
Okay.
But for long terms, it's pretty much precipitation, the rainfall, right? The snow, the runoff, the river discharge, and then you minus the evaporation that going to the air and the outflow, for example, the Niagara River or the St. Lawrence River, that river or the water going out of the lake or to other system.
And before we talk about what you're going to predict,
yes.
I just want to harken back to a few short years ago. There was a lot of attention, a lot of hand-wringing about how low lake levels were.
Yes.
And now here we are saying, what, they're high, and my favorite beach is underwater.
That's right.
And this is part of the lake's normal cycle?
It's sort of normal cycle, but because many things change, right now the cycle or the fluctuation or the minimum and the maximum, the range tend to be higher. So if you look at the long term, it's probably still fluctuated a little bit. But if in the past 10 years, you will probably see higher fluctuation. So the range will getting larger. Sometimes you will see below normal or below average, and sometimes you will see higher. So for the past 2 or 3 years, it's just all the combination, heavy rainfall, more frequent ice in the lake, and then river discharge, a lot of things going on. And for the question, from the audience.
From Stephen, yes.
From Stephen. That beach disappeared. That water level fluctuation, it's just one factor of many. My educated guess from this, it's probably a lot of shore erosion. So shore erosion in the lake causing by storm, strong wind events, and high waves, that all contribute to the water level change and wash all the sandy beaches away, plus the abnormal or over above average water levels.
Do you see great differences among all the lakes?
Over what time scale? Weekly, monthly, or annually? So Great Lakes, it's one of the fascinating water bodies in the world because of its orientation and sheer volume and the size. So biggest water level change on a short-term scale, 3 days, you will hear, you know, the storm or the high waves or the sash. That means it's the water level, if you think about Lake Erie or Michigan, just like a bathtub, and you push from one side and then all the water going to the other end at very high. So you have a very high water in a big storm in Toledo, very low at Buffalo. And then 14 hours later, water pushed back and then sloshed back and forth 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Yes. That's one of the things. And the other is during the fall and winter storm, you have a very high waves. So combined with the above average still water level, plus a high wave, plus all the sash effect, plus several other things, it's very complicated area. And when you add one on top of each other, and then you have a shore erosion or other factor or land subsidizing, and then combination of those from the, if you stand at the beach and then you see those water level change.
So when you talk about using all these computer models and making projections into the future.
That's right.
Where do you see our Great Lakes levels going?
It depends.
I guess how far out can you feel confident in projections?
Right now, the trend going is we're no longer using a single model to project. We're using multiple models with different scenarios. It's called ensemble forecasting. So we could use different scenarios and tweak the parameter a little bit and then use several different models. And instead of give you one number, right now you have an envelope, like a range. So what we could give you is that 6 months from now or next year or 2 years from now, 90% or 80%, the probability of the water level is going to be 4 within this range. So that's the new concept right now. We do ensemble probabilistic forecasting instead of give you one number and either you are wrong or right. But right now, we could tell you that, you know, 90% of the time, it's going to be 4 within the 3 to 5 feet range. So,
could you talk to us some about climate change and how that impacts water levels on the Great Lakes?
Sure. So climate change, climates always change. And if you talking about climate, basically, it's a long-term weather scale. So when you have we call it weather, that means short-term, 3 days a week, that's weather. So when we do those projections and the climate modeler, they will give us projection with different scenario, and they will tell you, well, you know, in the Great Lakes, 50 years or 100 years from now, what's going to be like for the air temperature? Is that going to air temperature? It's going to increase. What about the precipitation? You know, the rainfall, it's going to more heavy, higher intensity.
More humidity.
More humidity. And then how does that drive the lake temperature? And how does that lake temperature impact the evaporation or the river discharge or the total heat content or the ice cover in the lakes? So it's a very, very complicated problem. Then we combine the climate model, combine the hydrodynamic model, combine the watershed and hydrology model, and we put all of them together and then making the prediction.
So if we look past all the very, very complicated science, can we give Stephen any guesses on when he might get his favorite beach back?
I hate to make prediction, even though I'm a modeler and I make water level or temperature lake prediction for a living. Over the long term, I would say water level is going to rise relatively. And the million-dollar question is always how fast and when. The beach that already lost, it's hard to come back again. But it depends on how many factors contribute or what's the major factor, whether it's a shore erosion, whether it's due to the high wave, or it's just a simple water level. It's never one single factor. It's a combination. But once we figure out what's the major one, and then we'll have a more comfortable say whether the beach or shore will come back or have a sudden change or not.
Philip Chu is a research scientist at the NOAA Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. Thank you so much for being with us and enlightening us on the work you do.
You are very welcome. It's my pleasure.